Thank you, Mr. Chair. Prize. Señor Presidente.
Chairman, allow us to recognize the work of the chair of the meeting of experts on cooperation and assistance, Mr. Laukkanen from Finland. We take note of the report contained in the relevant document, including the summary of the discussions drafted by the chair under his own responsibility and which are included in the annex. Chile attaches great importance to Article 9 and 10, which promotes the sharing of information and equipment and says that its implementation should not hinder international cooperation. Despite the historic importance attached to the article, COVID-19 continues to be a yardstick by which we will measure the tangible relevance of this article for states parties. This article has a value in and for itself, non-proliferation and peaceful purposes, and at the same time, it recognizes that states parties can require assistance and advice in order to build their national capacities and meet their international obligations. Support and cooperation between states is essential in order to tackle natural deliberate disease outbreaks, as we have witnessed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and as various delegations or NGOs and international institutions have already mentioned. Allow me briefly to highlight some of the points that arose during the MX1 meeting last August, which are of particular interest to my delegation. Concerning the cooperation database, we consider this to be a concrete tool for implementing Article 10. This instrument can, we believe, be perfected by giving it greater visibility and enhancing its functioning, as emphasized in the chair's report. It could be worth making sure that states parties provide concrete reports on this database. In terms of mobilizing resources, including financial and voluntary financial contributions, my delegation believes that COVID-19 has shown the need for greater cooperation links with a broader range of actors and organizations. It would therefore be a good idea to strengthen public-private partnerships, as well as Gavi and our cooperation with Gavi and emergency and epidemic preparedness and response. These initiatives are useful examples for cooperation between developed states and developing states and with international organizations, NGOs, academia, industry, in order to tackle the shortcomings that exist and the particular needs that remain in terms of cooperation and assistance under Article 10. In terms of building capacities through international cooperation, Chile co-sponsored the working paper presented by France, which calls for a new platform called SECBIO, which would be a repository of documentation and legislation and scientific documents relating to biosecurity. This initiative is considered to be a good idea, and we are optimistic about it, and we look forward to it being adopted soon. In terms of building national and regional capacities for diagnosing, detecting and combating infectious diseases as well as other biological threats and integrating these efforts in national and regional plans for emergency response and management, Chile complies with its obligations as a member of the WHO, and the international sanitary rules led us to establish a framework under the Ministry for Health. In this respect, in terms of intergovernmental initiatives, we fully support the initiatives that are highlighted in this meeting. Thank you.